Hey, Lachlan, how are you? Good to finally chat to you.
Yeah, likewise, man. Good to meet you, if not through the auspices of digitization. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Thanks for joining us. I've
Sure.
been listening to a couple of your tracks,
My condolences.
but how would you describe the band's sound or feel?
Sure. So I think, we obviously rock is undoubtedly part of who we are. Obviously, it's rock through a very odd filter. It's through the filter of chip music, stuff that comes with video games, particularly the late 80s, 90s. My synths in particular tend to make lots of annoying music over that rock music. We've got a trumpet player as well, which tends to make reference to a lot of even orchestral music, jazz. There's a lot of kind of elements of that in there too, but very much it is a rock band. And I really do hear some correlation with this with bands like, well, basically the stuff that Zappa did. I obviously grew up as a massive fan of Mr. Bungle, those sort of things. So I think there is definitely a sense that we're a rock band, but we're a rock band with a bit of a strange stagger.
And you were talking about there, you've got a trumpeter. I was looking online trying to see who made up the band, and you've got a pretty broad membership. What's it like collaborating with that many people in one band?
Oh yeah, well, I mean, the first album was kind of done halfway as a project where it was essentially Mill, the original drummer, and me. We ended up going over to Los Angeles and recording with Toshi Kasai over there, who's the dude that worked with the Melbournes. Is amazingly talented guy. When we came back, we ended up broadening the band back out a bit more. Simeon, who actually played with us before, came back in, and then Sam became the dominant guitarist, and he plays guitar a lot better than me, so he's a better choice. And Paul came in sometime around then, maybe a little bit after that as well, and started playing trumpet with us as well. It's exciting to play with guys from very different backgrounds who are very, very talented, and I'm very lucky to have them. And one of the reasons why I wanted to make the second album was because of that. Because in the first album, it's sort of a project, and they definitely feature, but on this one, it's that we're going to be releasing hopefully next year. It's definitely the live band. It's definitely that. So I think, as far as working with those guys, it's a blessing. It's easy. I'm the weakest link in that chain.
But yeah, you were saying, yeah, you've got an album coming out early next year.
Yeah, hopefully so. Yeah,
Yeah, and it's
that's right.
been a while between drinks for albums. Like the last
Oof, well and
one,
truly.
yeah, Death to Baby Boone has come out in 2014. How do you feel like your sound has developed in that time? I mean, with new people coming in or changing roles, does that change it as well?
Yeah, well, I mean, we have the same roles from that first album, really. It's the same guys. I think probably with this one, we focused a lot more on the live sound of the band. So there's more of a sense of two drummers playing at once. On the first album, you can kind of hear one drummer at a time. They sort of do the 80s wrestling tag team thing. But on this one, they're playing together. There are moments where you've got Danny playing one rhythm and you've got Mule playing something, responding to that, or both at the same time. There's lots of weird little things that happen like that. So I think maybe the attitude about how we approached it, the music is a little bit more song structured, I guess, because it is live. So there's more of a sense of there's still very, much experimental elements, but it's definitely a lot more song structured. The whole album is built in such a way though that when people do hear it eventually is that the songs interact. So you go from one straight into the next. So I guess that's probably the big change.
You've got a gig coming up at
We
Lazybones
do. We
on
do.
the 17th of November.
17th of November. Yeah.
Are we gonna be seeing some of the tracks from the new album in that performance? What can people look forward to?
They can definitely look forward to the new songs. We've got a chance to play some just before we went on hiatus some years back, but we're going to be playing a bunch of them. We're still going to be playing old stuff too. That's obviously going to be part of it, but where there's a couple of big, strange suites of music that I'm looking very forward to sharing with people that come along to the gig.
Thanks very much joining me.
Thank you for
And
having me.
just a note to our listeners, remember 17th November at Lazybones to see Godwin's live. Yeah, thanks, man. and
thank you, man.
I'll see you at the gig.